Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Dalet is not quite about Nazir's Petos, but is about a similar idea. If something occurred that the Noder didn't anticipate, that makes him regret his Nazirus, right? If he would have realized at the time, he wouldn't have been Noder. So, of course, he can go to a Chacham, and on the basis of that regret, the Chacham can be Mater his Neder. We call that a Pesach. We learned about that in Maseches Nedarim. However, as we learned in Nedarim, there are limitations to this halacha. And that is the subject of Mishnah Dalet. Misha Nader Ben Nazir. If somebody made a Neder Nazir, and when he went to get his animals, halacha avias behemto, mitzah shenigneva, he went to bring his animals in order to be makdish them, right, to set them aside for his korbanos, and he says, wait a minute, there's no animals. Somebody stole my animals. So now, of course, he regrets making the Neder Nazirus because it's going to cost him way more money than he thought. And he goes to a Chacham for Hatara. So, is that a valid Pesach? So the Mishnah tells us, Im ad shlo nigneva behemto nazar, if the Nazirus precedes the theft, right, so that the theft took place after he already made his Nazirus, he made his Neder. Hareza Nazir. The Chacham cannot be Matir his Neder on these grounds. And he is still a Nazir. Why not? Because we learned back in Maseches Nedarim, Ein Poschin Benolad. We cannot use a new factor that didn't exist at the time of the Neder as a Pesach, as a grounds for Hatara. Because it didn't yet exist, we can't say, oh, if he would have known. He can't possibly have known the future, and therefore, we can't say that that would be a valid reason to be matir the nether. V'imit mishin nigneva behemto nazar. However, he made his nazir, if he made his nazirus after the animal was already stolen, even though, of course, he didn't know about it, nevertheless, eino nazir. That would be valid grounds for charata, for regret, and therefore for Hatara, because the problem existed at the time of the Neder, and he just didn't know about it. So therefore, it makes sense to say, oh, if you had known, if you had realized, not if you had like prophesized that something was going to happen in the future, if you somehow saw the future, that's not a Neder, I mean, that's not a Pesach. But if you had realized that something which was already true, that you didn't know about was actually true, if you found out about it, you never would have made neder, that is a Pesach. V'zo ta'os ta'a nacham amadi. You know, this halacha of Ein Poschin Benolad is a very important halacha, and it's a very important point, but it's one that is very easy to get wrong, right? Since we don't always think through the chronology. And in fact, the Mishnah tells us the great sage, Nacham Amadi, made this mistake. Kishalu Nazir Minagola Umatsu Beis HaMikdash Chariv. At the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, some Nazirim came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now we learned that when you come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael as a Nazir, you can't bring your Karbanos in Chutz La'aretz. You have to come to Eretz Yisrael to bring your Karbanos. And then you have to redo your Nazirus. Or at least you have to redo some of your Nazirus. So they came to Eretz Yisrael to do this, to finish up their Nazirus and to bring their Karbanos. And when they got there, they found that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that means that they're unable to conclude the Naziruyos, right? Because they can't bring Karbanos. And without Karbanos, the Nazirus doesn't end. And therefore, they would be Nazirim for the rest of their lives. So Nacham Hamadi asked them, well, Amar lehem Nacham Hamadi, Ilo Yisem Yodim Shebeis HaMikdash Charev, Hayisem Nozrim. If you had known the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, would you have made that Nazirus? So, of course, the Amru lo. No, they said, no, we wouldn't have. Because, of course not. Why would you make a Nazirus when you know that it's never going to end? And therefore, v'hitiram Nacham Amadi. Nacham Amadi was matir the Nazirus. But that was a mistake. K'sheba adavar eitzel chachamim. When the chachamim heard about this, Amrulo, they said to Nacham Amadi, listen, that's not quite correct. Kol shin nazar ad shalochar beis hamikdash, nazir. Anyone who started their nazirus before the Churban, that doesn't work because ein poschim min olad, right? He can't say, oh, if I had known that in the future the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed, that's nolad. And you can't use that as a Pesach. And therefore, they remain nazirim and they are not nitar by this Pesach of if you had known the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed. However, umishachara Beis Hamikdash, if anybody there was somebody who made the nazirus already after the Churban happened, they just didn't know about it, right? Because they just came into Chutz Laaretz. So the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed by the time that they made the Neder. So then, Eino Nozer. That is a valid Pesach. And these people are, the Chacham is able to imater them, and then they are in fact no longer known as Nazirim. And actually never were Nazirim, because that's how a Torah works, retroactively.